Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Roger Archton, who is president of IFDA, which stands for Independent Floor Covering Dealers of America. How you doing, Roger?
Great, Kemp. Nice talking to you.
Good to talk to you. This is a good way to start the week off. Based on this economy and based on both economic and technology trends, this whole idea of advertising to bring store traffic into retail is an ever-moving, evolving process. So I thought it might be good to talk to you. You're somewhat of an expert in that area, and ask you about what your recommendations are, understanding that I'm sure there's no cookie-cutter solution, and there's a lot of variables. But when we look at advertising to bring in store traffic, what is the right mix, you think, for building store traffic?
Well, you know, again, there are many different vehicles, Kemp, that the retailer can use to bring traffic in, but some of the things that we've been doing now for our clients that seem to be working the best, number one on the list is direct mail. While it's seemingly expensive, it's working. It's bringing customers in the door for a lot of our retail clients.
And when you do a direct mail type of promotion, it's best to have some kind of an offer that's got a time limit. What works best there?
Absolutely. What's working for a lot of the clients is direct mail private sale, which usually is a one-day event, sometimes as many as a three-day event, that gives the consumers, what you mentioned, a time limit to get in and respond. And they definitely have to have an offer. One of the things that's the most important in our philosophy is this. You know, most of us, especially, and most of the retailers in today's day and age, are working on limited funds in their budget for advertising. And if it's very, very important that the response is immediate for those retailers because of that investment. What I mean by that is if they spend the money today, they need to have customers in the store today and tomorrow rather than 6 months down the road. And a lot of advertising companies and a lot of the media, newspapers, television, radio, etc. will say, you know, this is great and the residuals for this advertising are great, and 6 months down the road, you know, you're going to see customers still coming in the door, which is well and good and fine, but the immediate issue is let's get customers in the store today or tomorrow.
Looking from your perspective, a lot of retailers ought to realize that if an ad agency is recommending a media buy, they're getting a commission based on a percentage of that media buy. When you do direct mail, you know, that's one of the reasons I think some ad agencies recommend that is because they get a little bit more money out of it.
Well, you know, there's no question about that, and our company works on a different basis. With our clients, we work on a retainer basis, and we supply all of the media that we buy at whatever the cost is, and any advertising commissions would be rebatable back to the retailer. So, but it is true that the larger agencies work on a percentage of the media buy, usually 15%. So, you know, that could be quite substantial depending upon what your budget is.
With technology evolving, obviously we can't have a conversation about building store traffic without at least talking about the internet. What's your recommendation for a retailer there?
Well, you know, I can tell you this, that heretofore, when we started our business back in 1996, the major thrust that we used, that we recommended to our retailers, was print advertising, basically in the form of newspaper inserts and four-color advertising circulars that you might see in the newspaper on Sunday. And while that's still effective and should be a part of the strategic plan, the internet, based on newspaper circulation and the younger people that are now so tied up with their computers, that the internet has become a very, very, very important aspect of advertising. However, everybody should have a website, but getting a website without driving customers to the website is like putting a billboard in the middle of the desert. How's somebody going to find it? How's somebody going to come to your website? So somehow, you've got to drive people to that website. And you can do that with a multimedia plan. One of the things that we have been using effectively and is very reasonable is email marketing, where we take an opt-in email list and from consumers that are in a specific demographic, for instance, women that are 25 to 54 years old, that are homeowners in certain income brackets, and we can direct emails directly to them, to their inbox, which then are interactive with the retailer's website, where they can click on it and go to the website and see what offers and what information that retailer has to offer. That's been very effective. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that we recommend is that whatever type of advertising you do, whether it's as simple as putting a magnetic sign on your own car, is putting your website address on there, putting your website address on all your stationery, your business cards, anything that you can put, any advertising that you do. And you'd be amazed at the number of people that have a website that don't do that.
Yeah. As we look at all the different options and picking the right mix for a retailer, one of the things, obviously, is setting that initial budget. What is your recommendation for a retailer as far as percentage of sales or any other way of looking at it?
I can tell you that 10 years ago, that a retailer could comfortably look at 5% of their sales revenue as a good figure for their advertising budget. Today, it costs anywhere between 8 and 10% to get customers in the door. And again, that depends on your volume. If you're doing a huge amount of volume, obviously you can spend a little bit less money. But if you're doing a smaller amount of volume, you need to spend between 8 and 10%. It's just a fact of life. It's what it costs to bring customers in the door today. You know, the market is a lot smaller than it was because of the economy. There are still people out there buying, but it costs more to get them in the door.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about 10%. That's exactly what Lumber Liquidators does, and look how successful they have been. So they obviously buy into that ratio. Roger, let me ask you, when the economy dips like this, a lot of independent retailers look at all the fixed costs they have, and they know they can't cut those, things like rent and power and things they've signed leases on. And so the first thing that they do is they attempt to cut their advertising. That's the wrong thing to do, isn't it?
Well, that's like cutting your throat, Kev. It's like turning the lights off in your store. I mean, what you mentioned is exactly right. There's fixed costs, there's overhead, all the overhead, the utilities, the rents, the essential payroll that they have, and they have got to generate revenue to offset those expenses. And when they cut their advertising, they're literally cutting off the flow of customers that are coming into their store. I mean, if you take, this may be a dirty word for independent retailers, but if you take Home Depot and Lowe's, you know, they've increased their advertising budget in these times to increase their market share. And the key here in these bad economic times is to increase your market share, even though you may not be doing the volume that you were before, so that when this recession does end, and it will, and the economy will recover, you'll come out of it with a bigger market share.
Yeah. I mean, there's been case study after case study. P&G has written several papers about the fact that the time to take share is an economic recession. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was to get your expertise in this area. If somebody's interested in perhaps using your services, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.ifta.net, or they can call us at the 888-261-4397, and we really think we're in a position to help these retailers succeed. The clients that we have right now are faring very well based on the strategy and formulas that we've come up with and worked with them on.
And you're in Woodstock, Georgia, but in this virtual world, that doesn't really make a difference. You specialize in promotion in the floor covering retail space.
Absolutely. We specialize only in the floor covering industry. All of us here have been retailers, have been in this industry for many, many years. We understand the business. We do floor covering. That's what we do.
All right, Roger. Appreciate it. We're talking to Roger Archson, who's president of IFDA, which stands for Independent Floor Covering Dealers of America. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.